GBE timing and scope of genomic expansion within Annelida. Evidence from homeoboxes in the genome of the earthworm Yersinia foetida, Allison S. Zwerix 1.2, Carlos W. Nossa 3, Nicholas H. Putnam 3, and Joseph F. Ryan 1.4, 1, Whitney Laboratory for Marine Bioscience, University of Florida, 2, Viterbo University, 3, Department of Ecology and Evolutionary Biology, Rice University, 4, Department of Biology, University of Florida. Corresponding author, email, joseph.ryan@whitney.u.edu. Accepted, 30 November, 2015. Data deposition, this project has been deposited at the European Nucleotide Archive ENA under the accession number PRJEB 10048. Abstract: Annelida represents a large and morphologically diverse group of bilaterian organisms. The recently published Pollicer et al. Genome sequences revealed an equally dynamic range of diversity at the genomic level. The availability of more Annelida genomes will allow for the identification of evolutionary genomic events that help shape the Annelida lineage and better understand the diversity within the group. We sequenced and assembled the genome of the common earthworm, Yersinia foetida. As a RST pass at understanding the diversity within the group, we classified 363 earthworm homeoboxes and compared them with those of the leech Helleborella robusta and the Pollicer et Capitella tellita. We inferred many gene expansions occurring in the lineage connecting the most recent common ancestor MRCA of Capitella and Yersinia to the Yersinia Helleborella MRCA. Likewise, the lineage leading from the Yersinia Helleborella MRCA to the leech H. robusta has experienced substantial gains and losses. However, the lineage leading from Yersinia Helleborella MRCA to E. foetida is characterized by extraordinary levels of homeobox gain. The evolutionary dynamics observed in the homeoboxes of these lineages are very likely to be generalizable to all genes. These genome expansions and losses have likely contributed to the remarkable biology exhibited in this group. These results provide a new perspective from which to understand the diversity within these lineages, show the utility of subdraft genome assemblies for understanding genomic evolution, and provide a critical resource from which the biology of these animals can be studied. Keywords: earthworm genome, hox, homeobox evolution, Annelida, Yersinia foetida. Background: the remarkable variation among animal body plans can be attributed to historical innovations in the genomic components underlying animal development. The evolutionary dynamics of the homeobox superfamily in particular have played an important role in the evolution of animal form, Lewis 1978, McGinnis et al. 1984. Because of the well-known, highly conserved nature of the homeobox superfamily, we are able to distinguish genetic events that have taken place in the evolution of bilaterian species. Furthermore, analyzing the complete homeobox superfamily of a newly sequenced animal genome provides novel insight into the broader pattern of genomic evolution for that particular animal. Montero et al. 2006, Ryan et al. 2006, 2010, Holland et al. 2008, Martin and Holland 2014, Paps et al. 2015. Yersinia foetida, also called red wigglers, compost worms, among other names, is a widespread non-burrowing earthworm that is known for its role in assessing terrestrial ecotoxicological levels, Spurgeon et al. 1994. These worms are particularly well known for their ability to compost rotting material and are important for waste management and environmental monitoring. Their ecological importance was SS the author 2015. Published by Oxford University Press on behalf of the Society for Molecular Biology and Evolution. This is an open access article distributed under the terms of the Creative Commons Attribution License, http://creativecommons.org/licenses/by/4.0/, which permits unrestricted reuse, distribution, and reproduction in any medium, provided the original work is properly cited. Genome Bio. Evel 8, 1, 271-281 DOI 10.1093 GBEEVV 243 Advance Access Publication 10 December 2015 271 GBE Zwerichs et al. Highlighted in Charles Darwin's Nail Book, The Formation of Vegetable Mold Through the Action of Worms Darwin 1892. Echinacea foetida are highly amenable to laboratory manipulation and their success as a model system is clear from the more than 600 PubMed articles referencing E. foetida. Despite the utility of E. foetida, very few molecular resources exist, apart from a limited set of expressed sequence tag, EST, data, Perusnia et al. 2007. Like most other annelids, the basic body plan of E. foetida consists of a head followed by a segmented trunk and a tail. This simple body arrangement incorporates a tremendous amount of diversity including variation in number of segments, internal anatomy, as well as head and tail shapes. Homeobox transcription factors play a central patterning role during embryogenesis in most animals, and changes in the number, genomic arrangement, and regulation of these genes have been implicated in playing a major role in the diversification of animal body plans, Ackam 1995. An important step in understanding the evolution of annelid body plan diversity is to understand the diversity of homeobox genes. There have been several studies of annelid homeobox genes, Dick and Buss 1994, and Riva et al. 2001, Kulakova et al. 2007, Cho et al. 2012, but most of these have considered only the HOXL subclass of genes and have concentrated on a single annelid species. To date, complete genome sequences are available from two annelids, the marine polychia et C. tellata and the freshwater leech H. robusta, Simakov et al. 2013. The C. tellata genome is highly conserved in terms of genomic architecture, for example, macrosyntony, intron retention, gene retention, and gene duplication, when compared with other bilaterian genomes. While the H. robusta genome is considered relatively dynamic, Simakov et al. 2013. Notably, E. foetida shares a more recent common ancestor with H. robusta than either of them does with C. tellata, Hirsch 2002, Ursius and Kalerstjo 2004, Wiegert et al. 2014. Making it a useful model for understanding the timing of the dynamic genomic events that have occurred in the lineage leading to the leech. The presence, absence, and arrangement of Hox genes are prime examples of the hyperdynamic nature of the H. robusta genome, Simakov et al. 2013. Understanding the timing and frequency of these changes along the lineages leading to the leech and earthworm will shed light on how this shift has influenced the evolution of these two animals. To this end, we have sequenced and assembled a draft quality genome of the earthworm E. foetida. Using this assembly, we are able to identify and phylogenetically classify the complete set of homeoboxes from E. foetida. Our analyses show that many of the gene duplication and loss events that are evident in the H. robusta genome predate the most recent common ancestor MRCA, of E. foetida and robusta, and show that an extraordinary number of duplication events occurred in the earthworm lineage after it diverged from this ancestor. Materials and methods data access. All genome sequencing data are available from the European Nucleotide Archive under the study accession, PRJEB 10048, http://www.eb.ac.uk/ena/data/view/PRJED10048, last accessed 12 January, 2016. All alignments, trees, custom scripts, hidden Markov models, HUMS, and a detailed list of commands used in our analyses are available in our GitHub supplement, https://github.com/joseph-ryan/ryan-lab/tree/master/2015 Zwerichs et al. Last accessed 12 January, 2016. The genome data can also be accessed through the E. foetida genome portal, http ryanlab.whitney.edu genomes effort, last accessed the 12th of January, 2016. Materials and sequencing to adult, farm-raised E. fetida earthworms were crossed and produced 24 offspring. The digestive systems of the 26 worms were purged by being kept on moist paper clippings, out of dirt. The earthworms were washed with 70% ethanol prior to DNA extraction. DNA was extracted using Qiagen DNA Easy Kit and Zymogenomic DNA Clean Kit to further purify the DNA. Libraries were made with Nextera and sequenced on Illumina HiSeq 2002A100Pay. Sequencing was performed by the Beijing Genomics Institute, BGI. Error correction and adapter trimming sequencing reads from each sample were concatenated and error correction was performed using the Error Correct Reads PL program from AlPaths LG version 44387, NER et al. 2011. Besides error correction, AlPaths LG also estimates genome size based on K-mer spectrum. We used QtAdapt version 1.4.2 Martin 2011, to remove adapter sequences from all error-corrected reads. Genome assembly after adapter trimming and error correction, we created a total of 10 genome assemblies using the following assemblers, SOA de novo version 2.04, Luo et al. 2012, Abyss version 3.81, Simpson et al. 2009, and Platinus version 1.2.1, Kajitani et al. 2014. Besides adjusting K-mer values, command line parameters were mostly left as defaults. Assembly evaluation: we evaluated each assembly using three primary criteria. 1. The number of E. fetida ests that align to an assembly. 2. The number of 248 highly conserved eukaryotic genes identified with SEGMA version 2.4, Pira et al. 2007, and 3. The N50 statistic, Table 1. We used Blatt version 35x1, Kent 2002, to align 4,329 E. fetida ests available in GenBank, Libest 024375, Libest 026326, Libest 022256, and 272 genome bile, EVAL 8.1, 271-281 DOI, 10.1093 GBEEVV 243 Advance Access Publication 10 December, 2015, GBE, Yersinia fetida Genome, Table 1 Yersinia fetida Assembly Statistics Program, Parameters, K-mer size N50, BP, SOA de novo, defaults, max insert size equals 300, Abyss, defaults, Platinus, defaults, M equals 500, 31, 39, 45, 55, 63, 31, 45, 63, 32, 45, 1, 852, 1, 0, 8, 6, 781, 375, 422, 61, 94, 165, 414, 307, Isoblot 4, 103 stroke 4, 329 4, 156 stroke 4, 329 4, 160 stroke 4, 329 4, 198 stroke 4, 329 4, 202 stroke 4, 329 4, 237 stroke 4, 329 4, 237 stroke 4, 329 4, 241 stroke 4, 329 4, 108 stroke 4, 329 4, 119 stroke 4, 329, 95%, 96%, 96%, 97%, 97%, 98%, 98%, 98%, 95%, 95%, SEGMA, complete, SEGMA partial genome length, GB, 59, 53, 46, 39, 36, 30, 18, 10, 46, 26, 124, 110, 105, 91, 93, 74, 67, 59, 104, 85. 1.05, 1.28, 1.47, 2.072, 13, 2.22, 2.41, 2.12, 0.73, 0.88. Note, bolded entries indicate best value in each column. Libest 020813, and Isoblit version 0.3, Ryan 2013, to gauge how well these ests map to each assembly. We aligned the most ests using our ABIS assembly with K equals 63, ABIS 63 assembly, but this alignment produced the lowest sigma scores and had a very suboptimal N50. In contrast, we generated the highest sigma and N50 scores using our SOA de novo assembly with K equals 31, SOAP 31 assembly. The difference in number of mapped ests between the ABIS 63 assembly and our SOAP 31 assembly was negligible, whereas the differences in sigma scores and N50 values between these two assemblies were substantial. In addition, the size of the SOAP 31 assembly was much closer to the ALPATH's LG prediction than the size of the ABIS 63 assembly. Based on these results, we chose the SOAP 31 assembly for all downstream analyses. Homeodomain dataset and alignment. We ran the HMZOT program from HMMER version 3.1b1, EDI 2011, on a translated version of our NAL assembly. For this search, we used a custom HomeaBox HMM generated using HMBuild on a FASTA consisting of all homeodomains from HomeaDB, Zhong et al. 2008, that were 60 amino acids in length, HD60 HUM in GitHub supplement. The resulting search produced an alignment to the HMM that we converted from Stockholm to FASTA using http://sequencerconversion.bugacco.com, last accessed the 12th of January, 2016. We then removed all regions that did not align to the HMM, that is, insertions using remove gaps from HMZOT results PL, GitHub supplement. We repeated this process on littered protein models of C. tellita, H. robusta, and Loxia gigantea that were downloaded from the Joint Genome Institute website and from Chrysostrea gigas, which was downloaded from YigaDB, Fang et al. 2012. We labeled the sequences of CR gigas based on Paps et al. 2015. For each species data set, we used BLASTP, version 2 February 1931 plus, and two custom Perl scripts to identify sequences that were missed in our initial HMZOT runs as has been recommended, Marlitas et al. 2014. We RST used our custom script HMZOT Blast Combo PL, GitHub supplement, to build a FASTA with all of the sequences where a homeodomain was not recovered. We next ran a BLASTP with tagged output and an E-value cutoff of 10 against all homeodomains from HomeaDB. We used our custom script parse and reblast W alignments PL, GitHub supplement, to RST identify hits with E-values below 0.01, a more conservative 0.001 was used for E-fetida, and then to run a BLASTP search with default output on these searches. We extracted homeodomains from BLAST alignments and then aligned them to the complete set of Amphioxus homeodomains available from HomeaDB with MAFFT, V7.158b. We removed any insertions outside of the canonical 60 amino acid HomeaBox and then appended the non-Amphioxus homeodomains to our grand set. In total, we added 26 C. tellita, 31 H. robusta, 17 L. gigantea, and 191 E. fetida homeodomains. The large number of additional E. fetida homeaboxes is due mostly to the lack of available protein models for this species. All of the homeodomains, both from the primary and secondary searches 1,243 total, were included in our downstream analyses. Homeobox phylogeny and tree generation. We used Raxmal version 8.0.23, Stomaticus 2006, to generate a maximum likelihood, ML, tree from the aligned HOMEA domains of E. fetida, C. tellata, H. robusta, L. gigantea, and C. argegus, supplementary G. S1, supplementary material online. We prune taxa from this tree with terminal branches longer than 2.3 using the custom script branch lengths LTPL, GitHub supplement, which removed poorly predicted or extremely divergent HOMEA domains. This QTOF removed 29 sequences, none of these were obvious HOMEA domains, but left 3 sequences, CT214,198, CT199,162, and LG132,019, that appeared not to be HOMEA domains, sequences available in GitHub supplement. These were manually removed. This pruning left us with 1,209 HOMEA domains, including 466 E. fetida, 189 C. argegus, mollusca, 155 L. gigantea, mollusca, 271 H. robusta, annelida, and 178 C. tellata, annelida, sequences. Genome bile. Evel 8, 1, 271-281 doi, 10.1093 GBEEVV 243 Advance Access Publication 10 December, 2015, 273, GBE, Zwerichs et al. We separated the 1209 sequences into classes, as designated by HOMEA DB, Zhong et al. 2008, using the CRYGIS class assignments as a guide. For each class level data set, we generated an ML tree with RaxML, corresponding bootstraps with the auto MRE stopping criteria in RaxML, and a Bayesian tree using MR Bayes version 3, 2, 3, Ronquist and Hulsenbeck 2003. Alignments and details for phylogenetic runs are in the GitHub supplement. For the Bayesian trees, the potential scale reduction factor, PSRF, values produced by SUMP for both the sum of all branch lengths, TL, and the shape parameters of the gamma distribution of rate variation, alpha, were very close to 1. The largest difference was for the TL in the other analysis, PSRF equals 1.479514. According to the MR Bayes manual, PSRF values close to 1.0 suggest a good sample from the posterior probability distribution. HOMEA box classification and naming for each class, we computed a majority rule consensus tree using RaxML, with the J-strict option, from the ML and Bayesian trees. We used these consensus trees to classify each HOMEA domain at the family level in accordance with the family assigned to the CRYGIS HOMEA domain in PAPS et al. 2015. We examined HOMEA domains where the consensus trees were inconclusive. In some cases, a HOMEA domain was excluded from a family clade in the consensus tree due to another HOMEA domain that was present in the clade in one of the trees but not the other unstable taxa. In these cases, we excluded the unstable taxa from the family, but classed the other HOMEA domains as family members. In cases where two or more partial HOMEA domains were identified on the same scaffold in the same direction and not completely overlapping, we collapsed these into a single HOMEA domain. When more than one HOMEA domain from a single species were assigned to the same family, we used the family name, followed by a numerical label from their denition number. If we were unable to assign a HOMEA domain to a family, it was given the class subclass name followed by HD and a number, 20, for example, HOXLHD23. All HOMEA domain assignments are available in the supplemental material, supplementary material online. Inferring gene duplications and losses within annelida, we used parsimony principles to infer the annelid evolutionary branch on which family level gains and losses occurred. In this process, we estimated the ancestral condition based on the number of HOMEA domains present in a CRYGIS family, unless the particular CRYGIS family was zero, in which case the L. gigantea number was used. In most cases, these numbers were the same. We did not consider relationships within a family, as support for intra-family relationships was mostly very low and would therefore require elaborate loss and gain scenarios. We classed each event, gains and losses, by determining the fewest number of events needed to explain the number of homeodomains identified in a particular family from the ancestral state. In cases where there were equally parsimonious explanations of the data, we chose the scenarios that maximized gains on external branches rather than internal branches. This biasing of events on terminal branches is justified based on the terminal branches of the three annelids all being over twice the length of the internal branch connecting the Capitella clitellata MRCA with the Helibdella isenia MRCA. In G1 of Weigert et al. 2014, suggesting that evolutionary events were more than twice as likely to occur on terminal branches. Identifying partial E. fetida homeoboxes, we used a custom Perl script LTIR term homeodomains PL, GitHub supplement, to LTIR homeodomains that begin with 30 or more undetermined positions. Filtering these homeodomains prevented counting a single fragmented homeodomain twice. Counting exact pairs of homeodomains, we used a custom Perl script ndduplicates PL, GitHub supplement, to identify homeodomain pairs with the same exact amino acid sequences at non-gap regions in each of the species in our analysis. We did not count sequences that begin with 30 or more undetermined positions, as these were not used in our null counts. Results: we sequenced and assembled the genome of the earthworm E. fetida. We identified 466 homeoboxes in this rough draft assembly. We collapsed 26 pairs of homeodomain fragments that were found on the same scaffold in the same direction and were monophyletic in our ML analysis. Supplementary G.S1, supplementary material online, which left 440 E. fetida homeodomains. Of the 440 sequences, 77 had 30 or more undetermined positions in the N-terminus. In the gene families of these C-terminal sequences, we usually found corresponding N-terminal sequences. For this reason, we remove these C-terminal sequences from our null counts. These adjustments left us with a null count of 363 E. fetida homeodomains. We retrieved 139 homeodomains from the oyster CR yigus, 155 from the limpet L. gigantea, 178 from the polychia eat worm C. tellata, and 271 from the leech H. robusta. In all cases, we were able to identify additional homeoboxes from each annelid and molluscan genome using our approach of combining HMM and BLAST approach, G1. It should also be noted that a similar approach was used for CR yigus, Paps et al. 2015, but that the others were discovered as part of whole genome analyses, which were less targeted. We ran an extensive phylogenetic analysis using this comprehensive data set as a means to understand the nature of the E. fetida. 274 genome bile. Evel 8, 1, 271-281 doi. 10.1093 GBEEVV 243 Advance Access Publication 10 December, 2015. GBE. Isenia fetida genome. Homo sapiens. 333. Deuterostomia. Branchiostoma floridae. Drosophila melanogaster. 133. 104. Ectosozoa. Cynorhabditis elegans. Chrysostrea yigus. Reported previously, 92, recovered in this study, 136,138, Mollusca, Lochia gigantea, 121,155, 111 Capitella tellata, Annelida, 178, Helibdella robusta, 181,270, Isenia fetida, 363, Figure 1, phylogenetic relationship and total homeobox count of several bilaterian animals. The relationships of these taxa are based on multiple studies, Zhang et al. 2012, Simakov et al. 2013, Weigert et al. 2014. The bar graph to the right of taxa label shows the number of homeoboxes reported previously in blue, and the number of Homea boxes we identified in our analyses in red. Yersinia foetida represents the highest reported total Homea box count among these animals. Genome Bio. Evel 8.1.271-281 DOI 10.1093 GBEEVV 243 Advance Access Publication 10 December 2015 275 GBE Zwerichs et al. Genome, and some of the evolutionary dynamics that led to this genome. In the process, we classified the E. foetida, C. tellita, H. robusta, and L. gigantea Homea boxes based on careful designations applied to C. R. yagus in a recent comprehensive analysis of the Homea boxes of this animal, Paps et al. 2015. After the split from H. robusta, GS 4 and 5, we identify a loss of the PB Hox gene in the lineage leading to the MRCA of H. robusta and E. foetida, and show that the Hox 3 Homea box was lost in the lineage leading to H. robusta after diverging from E. foetida. Incidentally, Hox 3 is reported to be present in H. robusta in Simakov et al. 2013, but we could not identify it in our analyses. Genome assembly. We generated genomic reads from a mating pair of adult E. foetida and 24 offspring, 315,100 BP paired end reads on 300 BP inserts for a total of 630 million reads. We conducted a K-mer spectrum analysis with all paths LG error correct reads PL, which provided a genome size estimate of 1,207,407,810 bases and a coverage estimate of 39A. After adapter trimming and error correction, we generated 10 assemblies of these combined reads using three different assembly algorithms and a range of K-mer values. Our best assembly was 1.05 GB with an N50 of 1,850 BP, Table 1. Class designations. We ran an ML analysis using the complete set of Homea domains from the VER animals in our study to classify each into one of the major classes or subclasses using the CR Yagus annotations as a guide. Figure 2 shows the distribution of Homea boxes according to class, with the most striking result being the large number of NKL, PRD, and LIM Homea domains in E. foetida. Similarly, we found a major expansion of HOXL Homea boxes in both E. foetida and H. robusta, G3. To classify these genes at the family level, we conducted both ML and Bayesian phylogenetic analyses on each class with several smaller classes combined into a single group other. We ran a strict consensus tree for each pair of Bayesian and ML analyses, and classified Homea domains at the family level if there was agreement between the two analyses. We were able to classify 263 out of the 363 E. foetida Homea domains, 72%, at the family level using this consensus technique. ANTP class HOXL subclass. We identified 188 Homea box sequences belonging to the HOXL subclass of the ANTP class. 17 CR Yagus, 21 L. gigantea, 21 C. tellita, 59 H. robusta, and 60 E. foetida, G4, supplementary GS, S2S4, supplementary material online. The expansion of the HOXL complement in H. robusta is due mostly due to a clade of 28 Homea boxes that form a larger clade with CDX Homea boxes, in both Bayes and ML trees. If this placement is true, it appears that the CDX gene duplicated 28 times in the lineage leading to H. robusta after diverging from the E. foetida lineage. This is an unprecedented degree of duplication in a Hox para Hox gene family. Besides the CDX duplications, we inferred 8 duplication events in 6 HOXL families that occurred along the lineage leading to the H. robusta E. foetida MRCA after the split from C. tellita. We also inferred 24 duplication events in 11 HOXL families in the E. foetida lineage. ANTP class NKL subclass. There was a major expansion of NKL Homea boxes, 16 in 10 families, in the lineage leading to E. foetida after the Yersinia helleboxylar MRCA. We also inferred 16 gains of NKL homeoboxes in the lineage leading to the Yersinia halobdella MRCA and 6 losses in the lineage leading to H. robusta from this ancestor. Finally, we inferred the loss of 4 NKL class homeoboxes in the lineage leading to the Capitellidae clitellata ancestor, which includes the VAX, NK4, MSX, and HLX families, supplementary GS, S5S8, supplementary material online. PRD classes in the ANTP class, we deduced in the PRD class an extraordinary number of homeobox gene duplications, 11 in 7 families, to have occurred in the lineage leading to E. fetida after diverging from the Yersinia halobdella MRCA. In addition, we inferred 6 gains in the Yersinia halobdella ancestor in 6 different families, supplementary GS, S9S12, supplementary material online. We inferred 7 losses in the lineage leading to H. robusta after the Yersinia halobdella MRCA and also the loss of the PAX4/6 family in the lineage leading to the Capitellidae clitellata ancestor. We also identified an additional PAX6 homeodomain in C. tellata, CT PAX6A, where there were thought to be only 1, Sever et al. 2012. Limb class. We inferred that the number of limb class homeobox genes more than doubled in the lineage leading to E. fetida after the Yersinia halobdella MRCA, 18 duplications occurring in 6 of the 9 families. There were also 6 duplications in the islet family that occurred in the lineage leading to the Yersinia halobdella MRCA after the split from Capitella, supplementary GS, S13S16, supplementary material online. Other classes. We have highlighted the largest homeobox classes, all of which experienced major expansions in the E. fetida lineage. Most of the other classes also experienced expansions in the E. fetida lineage, especially the sign class, where we inferred 9 duplications in the lineage leading to E. fetida after the Yersinia halobdella MRCA, supplementary GS, S17S32, supplementary material online. 276 genome bile, EVL 8, 1, 271-281 DOI, 10.1093 GBEEVV 243 Advanced Access Publication 10 December, 2015, GBE, Yersinia fetida genome, C. yigas, 86/103, L. yagantia, 100, E. fetida, total gene count, 60/89, 80, C. tellata, H. robusta, E. fetida, missing N-terminus of homeodomain, 60/43, 40/44, 38/45, 33/33/17, 20, 21, 37/34, 35/27, 26/21, 10, 13/11, 19, 22/23, 15/23/6, 0 NKL, HOXL, PRD, limb, tail, pow, sign, figure 2, total homeobox counts within classes subclasses. Total homeobox counts for the largest homeobox classes and subclasses are shown for the mollusk CR yigas and L. yagantia, as well as the annelid C. tellata, H. robusta, and E. fetida. In all cases, E. fetida has the most homeoboxes, and H. robusta has the second greatest number of homeoboxes relative all other animals in the comparison. Using a combination of searches with HUMS and BLAST, we added to the total homeoboxes that were found in previous studies. Yersinia fetida homeoboxes that are missing the RST30 amino acids of the homeodomain are counted as a gray bar. The bottom and top of the gray bar effectively provide an upper and lower bound of counts for that particular class of homeobox. The lower value is used throughout the text. 40, duplications, 35, 31, 30, 24, 25, 20, 16, 18, 16, 15, 11, 8, 10, 8, 6, 4, 5, 3, 1, 7, 7, 2, 3, 3, 0.0212981809800NKLHOXLPRD Lim Tail Pow Sign Losses 0522116101111147 Capitella e Senior MRCA to C Teleta CT HR F Capitella e Senior MRCA to e Senior Helibdella MRCA e Senior Helibdella MRCA to H Robusta e Senior Helibdella MRCA to E Fetida Figure 3 Inferred homeobox gains and losses in annelid lineages based on the distribution of homeobox genes on the phylogenetic tree in GUR1 we inferred gains and losses for four annelid lineages 1 from the Capitella e Senior MRCA to C Teleta 2 from the Capitella e Senior MRCA to the e Senior Helibdella MRCA 3 from the e Senior Helibdella MRCA to H Robusta and 4 from the E. senior Helibdella MRCA to E. fetida. The small tree next to the key shows lineage colors on the phylogeny. Genome Bile. Evel 8, 1, 271-281 DOI, 10.1093 GBEEVV 243 Advance Access Publication 10 December, 2015, 277, GBE, Zwerichs et al. HOXL, C. teleta E. fetida MRCA, C. teleta, H. robusta E. fetida MRCA, H. robusta, E. fetida, duplication loss, C. yigus L. yigantia, 28, C. DX1, 3, 2, GBX, 222, PB, HOX2, 2, 211, DFD, HOX4, 2, SCR, HOX5, 3, 111 2, 4, 111 3, 111 2, 1, 2, 11, 3, 5, 1111, and p, HOX 6-8, 2, HOX 6-8, 1, LOX 4, HOX 6-8, 1, 1111 3, 111 2, 3, 11111, LOX 5, HOX 6-8, 1, MEOX, 3, MNX 1, POST 1-2, PDX, 5, 111, 1, HOX 3, 3, 111 3, 1, LAB, HOX 1, 4, 1111 2, 2, GSX, LOX 2, 29, 121, 1, EVX, C. teleta H. robusta E. fetida. 1, 6, 1, 1, 2, 11, 2, 1111, 4, 2, 2, 2, 3, 9, 11, 2, 1, 2, figure 4, HOXL subclass, ANTP, evolutionary events and total homeobox count. Each green box on the left side of the GUR represents one or more inferred duplication events, whereas each purple box represents one or more inferred losses. The number inside each green or purple box indicates the number of genes inferred to be gained or lost. An asterisk indicates more than one possible transition leading to the null homeobox count. The stacked bar graph represents the number of homeoboxes in each family for each species. Zero values do not appear in the graph. The dashed lines indicate ancestral nodes. 278 Genome Bile. Evel 8, 1. 271-281 DOI, 10.1093 GBEEVV 243 Advance Access Publication 10 December, 2015, GBE, E. senior fetida genome, Chrysostrea yigus, HOX1, Locha yigantia, LAB, Capitella teleta Helibdella robusta, LAB, HOX2, HOX3, HOX4, HOX5, LOX5, PB, HOX3, DFD, SCR, LOX5, PB, HOX3, DFD, SCR, LOX5, LABA, LOX4, LOX2, POST2, POST1, and P, LOX4, LOX2, POST2, POST1, and P, LOX4, LOX2, POST2, POST1, DFDB, LABA, LOX4B SCR or POST2A, LOX5, SCRB, LOX2, SCRC, and DFD or HOX3, POST2B, LOX4A SCRD, HOX, POST2C, SCRA, ECNIAFETIDA, LABA, HOX3A, LAB, HOX3B, LABC, HOX3C, DFD, SCRO, LOX5, and LOX4A, LOX2A, POSTA, POSTF, SCRB, LOX4B, LOX2B, POST, POSTC, SCRC, LOX4C, LOX2C, POSTC, POSTH, POST, POSTI, LAD, POST. Figure 5, HOX clustering and count across two mollusks and three annelids. The C.R. Yigas HOX cluster was obtained from Zhang et al., 2012. The L. Yagantia, H. Robusta, and C. Tellita clusters were obtained from Simakov et al., 2013. Chrysostrea Yigas, L. Yagantia, and C. Tellita maintain a single copy of each HOX homeobox, whereas both H. Robusta and E. Fetida show multiple duplications in several families. The POST families experienced the largest number of duplications. However, we were unable to distinguish between the POST 1 and POST 2 in E. Fetida, although H. Robusta HOX 3 gene was identified in Simakov et al., 2013, we were unable to identify it in our analyses. Effects of heterozygosity in the present study, we sequenced two farm-raised E. Fetida and their offspring, which almost certainly will produce a highly heterozygous sequencing pool. At high levels of heterozygosity, a genome assembly can encompass multiple haplotypes and lead to genomic elements, including homeodomains, being represented multiple times. This potentially could have a major effect on our endings. Homeoboxes are under extraordinary high levels of negative selection, and it is highly unlikely that there would be variation between haplotypes in the amino acid sequences of homeodomains. To test whether our counts of E. fetida homeodomains were innate due to heterozygosity, we counted the number of homeodomain pairs with the same exact amino acid sequences at non-gap regions and compared that number to the other species in our analyses, Table 2. The 19 pairs of matching homeodomains we identified in E. fetida were only 4 greater than the 15 that we found in each of the other annelid genomes. If these 4 were due to heterozygosity, it would not affect our conclusions. Table 2 counts of homeodomain pairs with the exact amino acid sequences at non-gap regions species duplicates. Yersinia fetida, Capitella tellita, Helibdella robusta, Lochia yagantia, Chrysostrea yigas, 19, 15, 15, 13, 2. Discussion: we have sequenced and assembled the genome of the earthworm E. fetida. We have also annotated 363 E. fetida homeoboxes in an effort to understand the evolutionary dynamics that shaped its genome. We have inferred the timing of an extraordinary number of evolutionary genomic events in the form of homeobox gene duplications and losses that have occurred in the lineage leading to E. fetida. Rates of gene gain and gene loss consistent with previous studies, Simakov et al. 2013, we ND that numerous homeobox gains and losses occurred in the lineage leading from the Capitellidae Clitellata ancestor to genome bile, Evel 8, 1. 271-281 DOI 10.1093 GBEEVV 243 Advance Access Publication 10 December 2015 279 GBE Zwerichs et al. The lineage leading to H. robusta. Using data from the earthworm genome, we show that many of these events occurred prior to the MRCA of H. robusta and E. fetida, and that although the H. robusta lineage continued to experience additional homeobox gains and losses after the split from this ancestor, the gene duplication process was accelerated in the lineage leading to E. fetida. Based on the pattern that we observe in the homeobox superfamily of genes, we propose that dynamics of genomic gain and loss rates is generalizable across each of these annelid lineages. Yersinia fetida HOX genes: we recovered 28 HOX genes from the E. fetida genome, G5. It will be interesting to see the extent of clustering in the E. fetida HOX genes once there is higher genomic resolution. This resolution will provide some insight into the nature of gene expansion, that is, individual duplications versus large segmental duplications, in these lineages. For example, if these 28 HOX genes are situated in multiple HOX clusters, it would suggest that gene expansion in the E. fetida lineage was due to large segmental duplications and possibly whole genome duplication. S. Utility of SIDRAFT-level genomes. There are challenges and caveats associated with these SIDRAFT-level genomes. For example, draft genome assemblies, with N50s considerably higher than the assembly reported here, have been shown to contain many errors, Han et al. 2013. These errors can be in the form of gene number ination, Alkin et al. 2011, and missing coding exons, Denton et al. 2014. A major cause of annotation error comes from incomplete assembly, which leads to genes fragmented across multiple scaffolds, but also can be due to local instances of misassembly as well as local sequence variation. Much of the gene number ination comes from counting a gene encompassed on multiple scaffolds as multiple genes, Alkin et al. 2011. However, in the current study, we are searching for a stretch of DNA that is usually no more than 180 nucleotides and over 90% of the genome is assembled in chunks bigger than 180 nucleotides. We do ND that introns can lead to homeoboxes being fragmented across multiple scaffolds, but by not counting homeodomains that are missing 50% of the N-terminus we are able to generate conservative counts. It is possible that we have missing coding exons in our assembly, but these are likely to contain zero or only a small number of E. fetida homeoboxes, and if present in our assembly would only enforce our endings. By using a SIDRAFT-level genome, we were able to identify an unprecedented number of homeoboxes in an invertebrate animal and in the process, better understand how annelid genomes have evolved. Assembling large, 1 GB, genome sequences to a high-quality level requires the use of multiple technologies, for example, Illumina paired end sequencing plus for SMIDs, BACs, PacBio, mate pairs, etc., and a large team and is expensive and time-consuming. We were able to generate a SIDRAFT-level genome assembly using only Illumina technology and a small team of researchers in a reasonable amount of time. It is clear from these analyses that genome sequences of this quality can be useful for understanding broad principles in genome evolution. And we have shown that this approach is able to provide a better understanding of animal genome dynamics within a localized clade of animals. By scaling this approach, it is possible to gain a broad evolutionary perspective of how genomes have evolved across animals, and possibly reveal general evolutionary principles. Implications of gene duplications on E. fetida embryogenesis. Expanding taxon sampling will be critical for determining more precise timing for the described genomic expansion events. Genome sequencing of additional ingrown taxa, for example, annelids from within Terebellifornia, Erinicolidae, Aphelioidae, and Achiura, is a necessary step toward better resolution of the timing of events. This will in turn be critical for correlating events with the origin of synapomorphies in various clades of Sedentaria, a clade of annelids that include Capitella, Helibdella, and Essenia, Weigert et al. 2014. Annelids, and many other spiralians, have a highly stereotyped cleavage program called spiral cleavage, Shankland and Sever 2000. Earthworms have a spiral cleavage program that is a significant departure from other annelids, Anderson 2013. Homeobox genes are critical throughout embryogenesis including early development, Kirill et al. 2013. This huge expansion in these important developmental genes represents a prime target for research into understanding the changes in early earthworm development. The E. fetida genome sequence provides an indispensable tool from which the genetic causes of this developmental diversity can be investigated. Supplementary material. Supplementary GEORs S1 S32 are available at Genome Biology and Evolution Online, http://www.gbe.oxfordjournals.org. Acknowledgements. The authors thank Marta Chiadin, Daniel Sasson, Otter Akinyiti, Leslie Babinus, and Elaine Sever for helpful comments on previous versions of this manuscript. This study was supported by the National Science Foundation Research Experience for Undergraduates REU program, DBI 1,156,528, to ASZ 280 Genome Bio, EVL 8, 1, 271-281 DOI, 10.1093 GBEEVV 243 Advance Access Publication 10 December, 2015, GBE, E. Senior Fetida Genome, Literature Cited Akam M. 1995, Hox Genes and the Evolution of Diverse Body Plans, Phyllis Trans R. Sotlond B. Bile C. 349, 313-319, Alkin C., Sajjadian S., Eichler EE 2011, Limitations of Next Generation Genome Sequence Assembly, NAT Methods 8, 61-65, Anderson DT 2013, Embryology and Phylogeny in Annelids and Arthropods, International Series of Monographs in Pure and Applied Biology, Zoology, Oxford United Kingdom, Elsevier, Andreeva T., Cuxi, Corcagina N., Ecom M., Dondua A. 2001, Cloning and Analysis of Structural Organization of Hox Genes in the Politia Eichneris Virans, Russ J. Dev Bile 32, 183-191, Kirill S. B., Greenier J. K., Wetha B. S. D. 2013, From DNA to Diversity, Molecular Genetics and the Evolution of Animal Design, Malden, M.A., John Wiley and Sons, Cho S.J., et al. 2012, Additional Duplicated Hox Genes in the Earthworm, Peryonyx excavatus. Hox genes consist of 11 paralog groups, gene 493, 260-266, Darwin C. 1892, The Formation of Vegetable Mold, Through the Action of Worms, with Observations on Their Habits, J. Murray, Denton J. F., et al. 2014, Extensive Error in the Number of Genes Inferred from Draft Genome Assemblies, PLOS Compact Bile 10E 1,003,998, Dick M. H., Bus L. W. 1994, A PCR-Based Survey of Homeobox Genes in Ctenodrilus serratus, Annelida, Polychaeta, Molphylogenate Evel 3, 146-158, Eddie Senior 2011, Accelerated Prole HMM Searches, PLOS Compact Bile 7E 1,002,195, Ursia C., Kalerse Joe M. 2004, 18S Ravnar Phylogeny of Clitellata, Annelida, Zul SCR 33, 187-196, Fang X, et al. 2012, Genomic Data from the Pasic Oyster Chrysostrea Yigas, Yigas Science, Nair S, et al. 2011, High Quality Draft Assemblies of Mammalian Genomes from Massively Parallel Sequence Data, Proc Nat Acad CUSA 108, 1513, 1518, Han M. V., Thomas G. W., Lugo Martinez J., Hon M. W. 2013, Estimating Gene Gain and Loss Rates in the Presence of Error in Genome Assembly and Annotation Using CAFE 3, Mol Bile Evel 30, 1987-1997, Holland L. Z., et al. 2008, The Amphioxus Genome Illuminates Vertebrate Origins and Cephalochordate Biology, Genome Res 18, 1100-1111, Kajitani R., et al. 2014, Efficient De Novo Assembly of Highly Heterozygous Genomes from Whole Genome Shotgun Short Reads, Genome Res 24, 1384-1395, Kent W. J. 2002, Black the Blast Like Alignment Tool, Genome Res 12, 656-664, Kulakova M., et al. 2007, Hox gene expression in larval development of the Politia Eichneris virans and Platineris dumerilii, Annelida, Lophotrichozoa, Dev genes Evel 217, 39-54, Lewis E. B. 1978, A Gene Complex Controlling Segmentation in Drosophila, Nature 276, 565-570, Luo R., et al. 2012, Soa de novo 2, An Empirically Improved Memory Efficient Short Read de novo Assembler, Yiga Science 118, Marlitas F., Paps J., Miso I., Holland PW 2014, Discovery and Classification of Homeobox Genes in Animal Genomes, in, Graber Y., Rissohas E.R., Editors, Hox Genes, New York, Springer page 3-18, Martin K.J., Holland PW 2014, Enigmatic Orthology Relationships Between Hox Clusters of the African Butterish and Other Telloists Following Ancient Whole Genome Duplication, Molbile Evel, Martin M. 2011, Qtadapt Removes Adapter Sequences from High-Throughput Sequencing Reads, E.M. Bnet J. 171012, McGinnis W., Garber R.L., Wurz J., Kiroiwa A., Jering W. J. 1984, A Homologous Protein Coding Sequence in Drosophila Homeotic Genes and Its Conservation in Other Metazoans, Cell 37, 403-408, Montero A., Shearwater B., Della Porta S., Holland P. 2006, A Low Diversity of ANTP Class Homeobox Genes in Placozoa, Evel Dev 8, 174-182, Paps J., Su F., Zhang Ji, Holland PW 2015, Reinforcing the Egg Timer, Recruitment of Novel Lophotrichozoa Homeobox Genes to Early and Late Development in the Pasic Oyster, Genome Bile Evel 7, 677-688, Pera G., Bradnam K., Corf I 2007, Segma, A Pipeline to Accurately Annotate Core Genes in Eukaryotic Genomes, Bioinformatics 23, 1061-1067, Peruznia M., et al. 2007, Cloning, Analysis and Functional Annotation of Expressed Sequence Tags from the Earthworm Yersinia foetida, BMC Bioinformatics 8S7, Hirsch G. 2002, On the Ground Pattern of Annelida, Org Divers Evel 2, 181-196, Ronquist F., Hulsenbeck J.P. 2003, MR Bayes 3, Bayesian Phylogenetic Inference Under Mixed Models, Bioinformatics 19, 1572-1574, Ryan J.F. 2013, BAAPL, A Tool to Evaluate De Novo Genome Assemblies with RNA Transcripts RZIV Preprint RZIV, 1309.2087, Ryan J.F., et al. 2006, The Cnidarian Bilaterian Ancestor Possessed at Least 56 Homeoboxes, Evidence from the Starlet Sea Anemone, Nematostella Victensis, Genome Bile 7R64, Ryan J.F., et al. 2010, The Homeodomain Complement of the Ctenophore Nemeopsis Leedii suggests that Ctenophora and Periphera diverged prior to the Perihoxozoa, Evo Devo 1, 9-9. Sever E.C., Yamaguchi E., Richards G.S., Meyer N.P. 2012, Expression of the Pair Rule Gene Homologs Runt, PAX3/7, Even Skipped 1 and Event Skipped 2 during larval and juvenile development of the Polychia Eternellid Capitella Tellata does not support a role in segmentation, Evo Devo 3, 1-18, Shankland M., Sever E.C. 2000, Evolution of the Bilaterian Body Plan, What Have We Learned from Annelids? Proc Nat. Acad. CUSA 97, 4434-4437, Simakov O., et al. 2013, Insights into Bilaterian Evolution from Three Spiralian Genomes, Nature 493, 526-531, Simpson J.T., et al. 2009, Abyss, A Parallel Assembler for Short Read Sequence Data, Genome Res 19, 1117-1123, Spurgeon D., Hopkin S., Jones D. 1994, Effects of Cadmium, Copper, Lead and Zinc on Growth, Reproduction and Survival of the Earthworm Yersinia foetida, Savigny, assessing the environmental impact of point source metal contamination in terrestrial ecosystems. EnviroPolit 84, 123-130. Stomaticus A 2006. Raxmal VIHPC, maximum likelihood based phylogenetic analyses with thousands of taxa and mixed models. Bioinformatics 22, 2688-2690. Wiegert A, et al. 2014. Illuminating the base of the annelid tree using transcriptomics. Mol Bio Evil 31, 1391-1401. Zhangji, et al. 2012. The oyster genome reveals stress adaptation and complexity of shell formation. Nature 490, 49-54. Zhong YF, Butz T, Holland PW 2008. Homea DB, a database of Homea box gene diversity. Evil Dev 10, 516-518. Associate editor, Mary O'Connell. Genome Bio. Evil 8, 1, 271-281. DOI 10.1093/GBEEVV243. Advance Access Publication 10 December, 2015. 281.